my car broke down. I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. And need a ride now. Won't somebody take me to the road?
A diggity.
Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 years.
Yeah!
We are joined now by Arizona native and one of the less than 150 professional rodeo announcers in the country, Mr.
Dun,
Dan
dun,
Fallon.
Dun, 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 dun.
Does all his own sound effects.
Oh, No, just kidding. It is my pleasure to be here. Man, what a beautiful Phoenix, Arizona morning out there.
It is. And where did you grow up?
Hey, right here, baby, in the hood.
And what high school?
Used to ride horseback up and around these hills. I went to Camelback High School back before you needed a gun or anything. I'm just kidding. You know, that's a great school, still is.
And you've been in, I got your bio off of... off your website.
Yeah, well, I
did a little reading up on you. Been in rodeo a long time. You started out okay in your first competition. You won money 4 out of 6 of the events. What happened to the other two? Must have been girls' events.
Yeah, that my wig fell off and I got kicked out of the barrel racing twice. I've been. It's kind of neat that we talked this morning. I have the blessing of announcing the All-Indian Rodeo down at the Arizona State Fair. This is like my 5th or 6th year. I've been fortunate enough to do that. And
it started yesterday.
Yes, sir. 2 performances yesterday, and then 1 this afternoon, and then they'll finish up tonight with their championship round at 7 p.m. And to me, the really special part of that is being down there at that old outdoor coliseum. That's where I saw my very first rodeo when I was 6 years old. My mother took me to the rodeo, the Phoenix JC's rodeo of rodeos held outdoors there. And you know as well, having grown up here, you know, Phoenix was basically a farm town kind of when I grew up around here. And
you can still get little hints of it here and there.
Well, that's it.
Driving the freeways, you can spot the old ag departments, and you can always tell where there was a farm field because it's a housing subdivision now.
Very few of those
housing subdivisions went over raw dirt. They went over farmland.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. We haven't been very good stewards of our feed bucket, so to speak. But, it was just neat to me to be in the center of downtown Phoenix and rodeoing again yesterday. So
when we talked about doing a horse show, who would be a perfect fit for that? And we, Amanda and I,
Mr.
looked
Ed.
At each other. Yeah. Amanda and I looked at each other, eyes locked about the same time, and we both said, Dan Fallon. So I'm glad it worked out for you to be here.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
You had a busy morning, just aside from the livestock and animals that y'all run. I know your wife was busy loading the 4 kids to get up to Wickenburg. Amanda's there. With our kids.
With your
as well.
Kids, so that's right.
Y'all had the same early morning, get up, feed early.
Yeah. Well, and you know
yourself,
as well as I
go
do.
Go get the horses loaded.
Right.
Load the kids.
Right. You know, it's hard to sit at a coffee shop and hear somebody go, oh my goodness, I've got to take Junior to his Little League game again. You know, we pack a whole lot of horse hide and travel somewhere every weekend with our kids. We're blessed to do that. The rodeo, my rodeo announcing has allowed my kids to go do a lot of that stuff, and being involved in the sport, it's just kind of been a natural for us.
Now, how does one aspire to be an announcer? How do you get that?
Love the sport and suck really bad at your different events is what got me going. No, I've always kind of been a class clown. You know, I was a class clown, voted the class clown back at Camelback years back, ironically enough. But I've always been fascinated with rodeo. competed at the college level over at Eastern Arizona College and part of the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association. They host rodeos that bring different colleges and universities get together for competitions. And those rodeos can be quite costly to put on. And what actually gave me my start, you know, my friends had always known that I certainly was not afraid to cut a joke or talk to people or for hours on end and bore them to death. But our school was hosting a rodeo, and the announcer that they had hired was not able to make it. And kind of it started as a dare. And from there, the stock contractor that I worked for or that weekend hired me for his summer run. And it's been...
And, you know, that's a really good story for your autobiography or biography one day. But I think
I was hoping you wouldn't say for somebody that cares. That's a really good... I'm just kidding.
I think I have the real story.
Uh-oh.
And you and I were both blessed in that we married up.
Oh, man, yeah.
On your biography, it says an injury in steer wrestling in 1989 allowed him to refocus his efforts and channel his talent to the announcer stand.
Well, yeah.
What that really means, and a little bit later it says your wife of 23 years, but you came in and said 27.
Yeah, last night.
So y'all had been married 10 years at this point.
Yeah, like I say, I really happened. Struggle with technology and whatnot. I probably need to update that.
A steer wrestling injury.
Yes.
Here's what really happened. About 3 weeks later, your wife got tired of bringing you dinner on the couch because you're all busted up and broken.
Right.
And she came in and said, you need a job to pay for these bills.
She told you that, didn't she? Yeah. I think I've still got that scar right here. I don't know if your listeners can see it through the microphone, but yeah, right where she punched
And so
me.
You hobbled to the microphone and been there ever since.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And, as one door closes and the window opens, and that allowed me to probably stay alive. I quit riding bulls and bucking horses at that time. And
in the rodeo world, professional rodeo, how many events are there?
The professional rodeo cowboys is, or in a given rodeo, 7 events. The rodeo this weekend, there'll be 8 events, and that they include the ladies breakaway roping, breakaway calf roping.
Talk through those 7.
The bareback riding, it's the most physically demanding event for the cowboys. They're required to hold on to the back of a bucking horse that's trying to kill them with nothing more than kind of just a suitcase-type handle that's strapped aboard the horse's withers with rawhide and leather.
Usually don't see anyone past the age of 22 with a full set of teeth in that one.
Yeah, no, that's a senior. He gets to park right up front if he's 22 and still riding bareback horses. Incredibly demanding injuries or profound in that event, and it requires a little different mindset to compete in that. From there, we go to the steer wrestling event. It's a race against the stopwatch. There's basically 2 ways we decide our champions. One's either valuation event from the buck and shoot, where we have 3 of them, the bareback bronc riding, the saddle bronc riding, where they just change the equipment a little bit, but it's still an 8-second ride requirement, and then the bull riding, the suicide sirloin riding, as I refer to it from time to time. But that's the true thrill seekers, and they definitely beat to a little different drum. Then the other way we decide our champions is a race against the stopwatch, the oldest event being the tie-down calf roping that evolved from everyday working ranch trade.
In the rodeo sport, probably the most realistic of what you would see on our ranch. Most of these other ones, ranchers usually don't strap themselves to their meat and go riding and like
excuse
said,
me no they don't
ride.
Yeah, no, they the ranchers,
they usually don't go run barrels or poles or,
yeah, no,
or
they
team rope.
They keep the bulls around the ranch to do a little riding of their own, but that's just a Wild West evolved thrill seeker event. Of course, the team roping, that's a roping event with 2 people, does embody a lot of the ranch trades that we still utilize. My wife is from Young, Arizona, and I don't say that I go help them, but I'm blessed to go ride with some ranchers up there. And if we'll have a large animal that's not feeling well, rather than causing her any undue stress, we just go to her and rope her and doctor her where she's at.
So that's
the 3 riding events.
We
talked about the 2 roping events and then the steer wrestling, where it's just horsepower, manpower, and a guy trying to wrestle a steer to the ground. And, That was a career ender for me, as we were talking about earlier, but the steer wrestling event. And then the classic event for ladies, as it were, the one that most of us identify with the sport of rodeo, is the Cowgirls Barrel Racing.
Which is probably, I won't even try it. Full no. speed on a horse and go turn around on a barrel. I'm like, no, I'll watch you do it. I don't aspire to try that.
No, and the barrel racing, what scares me more than the horses or anything like that, you know, short of my blessed Annette and your lovely Amanda, I'm scareder of the barrel racing moms than the action itself. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah.
I hope no one from our rodeo association is listening. We're going to catch havoc with the wives. Like, well, Dan said it. It wasn't me.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you had mentioned the Indian rodeo. Are there any different events in there, or it's just all Indian?
It is, boy, this one down at State Fair, what a neat, prestigious rodeo. And it is the regular, recognized seven events that Pro Rodeo offers, including the women's barrel race. But it's got a neat little event. They added that event at the Pro Rodeo at Queen Creek, Arizona, last year. And it is the cowgirls rope and a calf. They don't require them to dismount their horses. Rather, instead, they will rope the calf and stop their horse, and then the rope breaks free from their saddle horn, and that's hence the name Breakaway Rope.
What time does that start today down at the Coliseum
Fairgrounds? Two shows down at the Outdoor Coliseum, 2 o'clock matinee performance, and then we'll finish up. They've been qualifying competitors, and 2 is the last qualification round, and then the championship round is tonight at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And then I'm sure you've been to the Corona Ranch, the Mexican rodeo. Those events are different than the American rodeo.
Yes.
And in a lot of ways demonstrate a level of horsemanship that is
unbelievable.
Unmatched.
Well, you know, I grew up in agriculture, grew up around ranches, around Arizona, spent a lot of time in Safford, Arizona, and I think any of us true gringos that grew up around Arizona just have so much admiration for those men that I was blessed to work around, some of the best, very best horsemen, very best cattlemen that I've ever been around. And, yeah, that Corona Ranch is real busy during the winter months. I've actually worked quite a few events there that were convention-type rodeos where we'd bring folks in from out of state. We'd show them a couple of American rodeo-style events, and then we'd finish up watching those charros, and, man alive,
woo!
Good watching.